Good morning. Do we all have a certain type when looking for a partner? We just found out there's a new celebrity couple, and one thing stuck out right away. Channing Tatum, he's dating somebody else. Sorry, Nikki, about that. I know how much you love Channing Tatum.
You were a close second.
Now he
I don't think so, because I love nothing like his current girlfriend or his ex-wife.
His ex-wife, Jenna Dewan, and now he is dating Jessie J, and they look so much alike. Like, I just saw a picture in picture. Mm-hmm. They have like the same hair, the same facial features, and it's kind of freaky.
They could be sisters. We just posted the photo at the Beat 92.5 on Facebook if you want to take a look, because yeah, absolutely. I was talking about this on my Instagram story yesterday, and I said I love these two together, and 80% of people who've like voted on my little poll they disagreed with me, and I was like, okay, why does everyone disagree? And they were like, he's just choosing the same girl, he's just choosing another girl who looks exactly like the last one.
Well, that's what I question, if he's choosing her based on purely off looks, or if there is something personality-wise that he's drawn to.
Yeah, that's why I don't subscribe to the whole, like, type thing. It gets under my skin a little bit. For that reason, it makes me feel like people are just so... And I know physical attraction does matter, but it makes me feel like you're solely choosing someone on that, you know, based on what they look like physically.
Maybe it's a sense of familiarity for Channing Tatum. Maybe he does still have feelings for his ex. Like, who knows? And then he met Jessie J.
That's why I don't like it. You should have had your crap together before you went through with this.
Some people are more hardwired to have certain types, like myself. I've noticed patterns in the past of people that I've been attracted to and that I've had relationships with. And I think it might be a good idea, if you know that you're a person that does have a specific type, when you do start dating someone, maybe let them know that they are exactly your type. Because if not, there's nothing worse than being with someone that thinks that they might be filling someone else's shoes.
But isn't it creepy, like, okay, let's say you meet your girlfriend now, and then she's curious about your ex.
Yeah.
And then she looks up your ex on Facebook and says, oh my God, she looks so much like me.
But then I would say, but you are so much prettier. Right?
Yeah. At least you have your lines figured out.
Right. I mean, personality-wise, I can see why people are like drawn to similar people, or maybe in some cases it's people who are really opposite to them. But physically, if I was dating a guy and he said, you are my type, and I looked at his ex and she looked like me, I'd be creeped out by that. I'd be like,
really?
I'd say, does he even care about who I am? Like, how I act? Like, there's no saying that just because we look similar, we act the same way. So I just want to, I would want to make sure that it's deep. Deeper than just physical.
But maybe he's so particular, like he knows exactly what he's looking for, and he knows like that you are exactly the type of girl that he needs to be with. Isn't that hot?
Yeah. Being
with a guy who knows exactly what they want?
Dating someone who's that particular doesn't sound really attractive to
but
me.
But Sandra, what if you meet someone who looks completely different but you have such a deep connection with?
Or maybe you won't even go there because you're completely blind to anybody who doesn't look like your type, you know? I think that men are more likely to have a type than women. I have so many men friends from the past on my Facebook, and every time they get a new girlfriend, I'm like, oh yeah, there she goes. Like, I thought it was his ex-girlfriend.
Right. I've seen women too, though, who look for tall, dark, and handsome all the time.
I don't know. There is some science behind this. There is a reason that some people have a type. Okay. It is a thing, and men or women are more likely to have a type than the opposite sex. So I'm going to tell you the answers to those coming up in about 5 minutes.
I know I don't have a type physically, but every girl that I've dated has been Italian. Does that count?
Well, when you're dating in Montreal, the odds are 1 in 3, so
it's a different category, right? And we're getting some texts this morning, 9925. Looks like Montrealers do have a type. Right?
Some do. This says, my type, kind of dumb when being funny, but really smart in general. Oh, Sam, you're her type.
Oh, brutal.
Thank you. Well, outside of looks, is there any type that you're specifically drawn to?
Up until now, it's been unstable. That has been like the top. That's been at the top.
If but you can summarize it in one word.
Yeah, I'm working on changing that.
Okay, good. We know you can. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, good morning.
I have two types. I really like the dark guys, like in Twilight. I like Jacob a lot, with the dark eyebrows, the thick eyebrows, and the small eyes. I really like that look, the bad boy look.
Okay, the beady eyes.
I also like the blonde and blue-eyed guys. Like, for example, Dean in Supernatural.
Okay.
I like both.
Okay.
I'm attracted to both. I don't know why.
And a lot of TV stars, apparently.
Yes. Okay. I watch a lot of TV.
Okay. Me too. I have a wide variety. Like, I find many different guys attractive. Like, many different types. Not all of them. Sam's looking at me like, okay. Not all of the men. But
have
like,
some standards.
No. It's just like, I've dated different types of guys. Short ones, tall ones, dark ones, light ones.
Variety.
Variety.
What do you think about somebody dating somebody who looks like their ex? What are your thoughts on that?
Did I ever do that? Possibly.
Yeah.
I've been with my husband for almost 12 years. And before, I never used to look at guys with like a stubble. And now I find that's all that I find like really attractive. A guy with a stubble, I find that so sexy. And it's because my husband has a stubble. I'm like so used to seeing that like now that's what really attracts me.
Okay, that actually goes with the science that we have. So there are a couple of reasons that people generally have types. Okay. Number one, it's our experience. It's not in our DNA. They've done these studies with identical twins, and they found that even twins with like the exact same upbringing and environment and DNA, they had different types based on their experience. So they found things that like if you take a face and you pair it with positive information throughout your life, then that face is going to look more attractive to you.
Oh,
so it's just sort of like how you correlate it in your head. Also, they found that especially people who had younger parents. So if your parents had you under the age of 30, people are often attracted to people who look like their opposite sex parent. So women, so straight heterosexual women are often attracted to people who look similar to their fathers and vice versa for heterosexual men.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My dad had me at 58 now. I'm thinking, so that means I'd have to be with somebody who looks like my mother, right?
Would you be less attracted?
No, because if your mom had you when she was young, it has nothing to do with your father.
If your mom had you when she was young, you may be
attracted to people who look more like your mother.
Okay, my mom had me when she was 23. I need to address some issues.
and your girlfriend has the same name as your mother as
well. Yes, thank you for pointing that out as well.
That's a whole other conversation.